So, Christmas trivia question. How many times did Joseph dream? Joseph, the father, the earthly father, if you will, of Jesus. How many times was he visited by the angel or an angel in dreams? Does anybody have a guess? I heard six. Once. Twice. Three times a dreamer. Well, take a look. Why don't you turn to Matthew chapter 1? We'll look at this real quick. I'm intrigued by Joseph. And starting in verse 18, Matthew has the Reader's Digest, short version of the story of the birth of Christ. Verse 18, Matthew chapter 1 says this, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly, saving her life in doing so. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream once, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated 'God with us.' Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took to him his wife and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." Turn to chapter 2. Verse 13, after the wise men depart, being divinely warned in the dream also, those wise men. Verse 13, chapter 2, "Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream," the second time, "saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there till I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.' And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" Interesting. Another Joseph heads down to Egypt. Not by choice. Skip over to verse 19. "Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt for the third time, saying, 'Arise, take the young child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead.' Then he arose, took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod," Archelaus was as bad as his father Herod, "he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream for the," how many times is that? "Fourth time, he turned aside to the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets, 'He shall be called a Nazarene.'" Very interesting to me that God chose to spoke to Joseph four times in dreams. I would maybe start to feel kind of special. And I wonder about Joseph. A lot of questions I have, and just thinking about him. We think of, as we look back, reading the Bible, looking at the great men, the great women of the Bible, how they must have floated on air, walked on water. They must have been special people. They must have had it all together, right? Nope. When I realize, when I especially read the Old Testament, read the stories of Abraham, you realize, golly, the father of faith had some moments of faithlessness. Then you read the New Testament, and no sin, interestingly enough, of the Old Testament saints is mentioned in the New Testament. I like that. It's how God's perspective. But those stories, the Old Testament stories, help me realize now they're a lot like me. I wonder about Joseph. Was he, that we know he was a carpenter, was he so busy, always thinking, always working on projects, and the only time he was resting and still was when he was sleeping, and God would then take the opportunity to talk to him, tell him pretty important stuff. I wonder about Joseph. I wonder, as they came into Bethlehem, even before that, Joseph dreams these incredible dreams, and I like what he does. Is he's told, take that woman, that the child is of the Holy Spirit. That's the Son of God. Call him Jesus. It says he gets up right away and I think goes and gets her in the middle of the night. He's a man of action. But coming into Bethlehem, I wonder about what was he thinking? The Luke 2 story tells us there was no place for them. There was no place to stay, no room in the inn. And I wonder, was Mary saying, oy vey, Joseph, you didn't make reservations? Probably not. She was probably saying, ouch. But did Joseph, for those moments, trying to find this man of action, trying to find a place for Mary, for his betrothed, to have this precious baby, the Son of God, and they end up in Bethlehem, this little podunk town, they can't even get a place to stay, and end up in a stable. Did Joseph, if I was him, if I was in his sandals, I'd be freaking out. I would be thinking, oh no, I've blown it. We didn't leave early enough. I didn't try hard enough. I've made a mistake. You see, we know from the stories, Joseph got very limited information. Joseph wasn't given Luke 2. He didn't have Luke 2 to read the rest of the story. Just like us. God leads us one step at a time. And when we have questions, the Lord would say, seek me for further instructions. Take it one step at a time. And I think Joseph probably was very uneasy for quite a while, perhaps until some shepherds showed up. And he could see, oh, the Lord is doing something. They know we're here. My mistakes, when I think I've blown it, boy, the Lord's able to do something with that. And I know that's true for you as well. So in thinking about Joseph and a just man, just a man. I wrote this song called Dreamed of You, and it's Joseph's lullaby, and in it, just a lot of questions. If again, I put myself in his sandals, not having Luke 2 and onward. What's going to happen? What's going to happen with this baby boy, the Son of God, that I'm holding in my arms?
child of the highest one. Do you mind if I call you son? Disbelief and quiet awe. I'm staring at the face of God. Do you know yet who you are? Can you still my anxious heart? As time stands still under these stars, the Son of God rests in my arms. The Son of God rests in my arms. I have dreamed of tiny hands and feet. I never dreamed a baby could be the savior of the world. We hope that you can stay a while. Hope that you will be our child. Where does a baby boy be? Save his people from their sin. Why weren't you born in a palace grand? Why would God become a man? Why did he choose this carpenter to raise the king of all the earth? Even if I teach you all I could, what would God need with nails and wood? What would God need with nails and wood? I have dreamed of tiny hands and feet. I never dreamed a baby could be the savior of the world. We hope that you can stay a while. We hope that you will be our you, the mighty. and we behold you, our King forever crowned. Salvation's work is complete with the nails through hands and feet. You're the only one who could be the Savior of the world, and in just a little while.